Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries. It's good to be with you on this beautiful Sunday. Man, it is absolutely beautiful outside. As you're traveling down the highway today, I'm sure you've turned it on to KBOE 104.9, listening to your radio and part of Vital Ministries. And what an exciting day it is on Sunday. If you are traveling, just make sure you're safe out there. Those deer are on the move. I tell you what, with the corn coming out and the things that are happening, just be very, very watchful because they can do a lot of damage to your vehicle. And just be safe out there. I just want to always remember to give a big shout out to the farmers, those men and women as they travel through. There's not all the crops out. And a matter of fact, I had one of my good friends, Miss Diane, shared with me. She said, "Mike, I was pulling a load of corn back into town, and a line of traffic was behind me, and she was really worried that people would drive by and give just unpleasantries." And she just said, "Mike," people waved and was very pleasant. And just thank you for doing that, because these folks are working hard. They're trying to get their crop out of the ground and get it into the wherever they're headed to, the mills and the different places that they take them down to Cargill and whatnot. But just anyway, give them a break as they travel down the highway. And even those guys that drive the semis, I tell you what, those men have a hard job as well. They're traveling down the road trying to get product to and from so we can have, eat, and do life. And give those guys a break too as they travel down the highway. They do a wonderful job, and I don't know what we would do without that transit system in our great nation for those men and women that are driving down the highway, not only with those big combines and tractors, but also to those 18-wheelers as they go. And eastbound and down, right? It's just an exciting time. And also, too, those of you who are on your way to church this morning, what a great time to take your day and to worship the Lord. And there's just something about going to church. And again, I respect those who are traveling and those that are home, that's their church. But there's just something about coming together as the body of Christ and joining together in worship, singing, and praising the Lord. And then also, too, getting a word from the pastor about what he has been, the Spirit has spoken to him about, as well as the week. So just again, want to thank you for listening, being a part of your Sunday. And also to those of you, Mike, my Sunday morning is now, and I just want to thank you for your faithfulness, and I just so appreciate just take a time out of the midst of your day to listen to what's going on. But with that being said, we're just excited about this week. Again, another beautiful weekend. You make it wonder, are we having what they would call an Indian summer? I don't know, but we got some nice weather. I tell you what, the first of the week, I think I had every piece of clothing I could possibly put on with that incredible wind that was blowing, and man, by Friday we were peeling off and down to a sweatshirt. I'm just thankful for the state of Iowa. I remember calling my son, he lives down to Fort Lauderdale, and he said, "Daddy," he goes, "yeah, we had a cold front." I go, "Yeah, what'd you have?" He said, "Oh, it dropped 20 degrees. Really?" He says, "Yeah, Dad, it's down to 80. So I can't, I just think about that. What a change in the midst of our nation and locations of where you live. But anyway, just some good things. Just want a reminder is go out. Vital Ministries is funded by people who give. And that's how we survive. And it's like any ministry, that's always the rub. That's always the struggle. And we always trust the Lord in the midst of that. My thing is just to get out and give people a word of encouragement. You can go to vitalministries.org, check out our website. You could fund there, or also to go to find out where our P.O. box is in Oskaloosa and fund us as well. But, it takes funding to make this work. It takes funding to do the radio station. And I so enjoy it. And I've had multiple people come out and just thank you, because it kind of gives us a speaking in the area in which we live, in the midst of the region. And I always look at it this way. I can't impact the world, but I can have an impact through Jesus Christ in the region, in the communities in which I live in. And I'm thankful for that, living in our state, and also too in our county, which is Mahaska County. And this is the place that God has called me to make an impact for Him, to advance the kingdom so that we all might be kingdom builders. That's part of even what we're doing is in our teaching today. But also too, just a reminder, we send out devotionals also too, 6 days a week. What a great time. You can go to Vital Life or also to Vital Men and check out those devotionals, and just some really good stuff to give the plug in for the midst of your week. But let's jump in this morning. But we have been in our last three, we are in our last 3 weeks of a 7-week teaching series called The Seven Mountains of Influence. And what we're finding that it, for every believer, is called to one or multiple portions of the mountain of the kingdom of purpose. We have a heavenly agenda on our lives, don't we? It's not simply going through life without purpose or clear direction, but a call on each and every one of our lives. The call in which Jesus Christ calls us to each one of those mountains, and some of us is specific of what that mountain might look like, but we're called to do ministry. We're called to be reformers. We're called to be people of change in those mountains. I have a good friend of mine whose wife, she's a traveling nurse, and she'll go to different states and work and practice nursing. And she's currently in Maine, the state of Maine, and she was actually at Lewiston, in which the latest horrific gun shooting occurred. It was a normal duty day for her when the tragedy hit. She was doing her job, and that night, it was a night I think that she'll probably never forget or never go out of her mind. And she was helping the doctors and the triage and the victims that had entered the hospital from that gun shooting fatalities that were going on. And she was literally helping the wounded and helping to save lives. And my good friend told me that she had come home for a brief period of time after that happened, just kind of to debrief and to get away from the situation after it was over with. And my good friend, he just shared with me, he said that his wife was just humbled by the opportunity to serve. Everything about her life up to that point was for a moment. And you never realize when we have moments like that, do that, is where we sometimes in life, moments can change in a matter of moments. But God creates moments, and living in the seven mountains of influence prepares us for the mountains. The Message Bible depicts serving Christ in the ordinary. It comes from Romans 12, 1 through 2, and I'm reading out of the Message Bible. It says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, going to work, and walking around. Live and place it before God as an offering. Embrace what God has done for you is the best thing that you can do for Him." Man, I love how that is written, and that is creating moments, and also too helps us depict in which the mountains in which God has called us to. In reading that, we can embrace moments in which God places in one of the mountains of influence in which we do life. Last week, we talked about the mountain of government, and we came to realize that it wasn't about government or politics or about how the devil works in it, but it believes that there's something bigger, even though the enemy, the Satan, tries to create destruction and the hurrying of mankind so world war would break out, so that we would miss the greatest revival the world has ever seen. Only power the enemy has been allowed by God Himself. And folks, last time I checked and what I've read in the Bible, that God is in control and His Son is doing the directing. We know from the Bible that Jesus has everything from heaven and earth. Matthew 28, 18 says, "And Jesus spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Jesus is the change. Oh, Jesus is in charge over all the government. Also in Isaiah, it speaks about that. Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. Jesus has every government upon His shoulder. God made this promise that the kingdom age, when the Messiah will reign and His righteousness and justice would come from David's throne. This is a fulfillment of prophecy from the Old Testament, which sets us up this morning for the next mountain. And I'm excited about this mountain because this is one of the mountains that I have a place in, that God has created a ministry in my own life, and that is the business mountain, or it could be called the finance mountain. And this mountain will extend God's kingdom through business, and we'll see the Apostle Paul operating in that mountain and how he made significant impacts because he was in both the religion mountain and also to the business mountain. And Paul, he realized that operating in the business mountain while seeking to establish the kingdom of God, this region went hand in hand. And that's why he spoke of the endeavor producing fruitfulness for the kingdom's purpose. He also said it would meet the urgent needs of ministry and their own lives. So Paul saw the involvement of his team of ministry in the business mountain as a strategic part of establishing kingdom rule in its region. He also addresses this. We're going to open up our Bibles this morning, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 11 through 12. And see how Paul is working in the business mountain, but also too in the religion mountain at the same time. And this is what it says out of the Bible. It says that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your own hands as we command you. that you may walk properly toward those who are outside, and that you may lack in nothing. See, those who are part of the business mountain, while expanding the kingdom of God, were to lead a quiet life, having their mind occupied on their own pursuits, walking in righteousness, way towards believers who were not believers. That's important, and having every need met and lack nothing. It's obvious that the activity in the business mountain was the way for Paul and his ministry team. Paul himself was a tent maker who worked with his own hands so that it would not burden the churches who were budding around in the midst of the region in which he was doing his teaching. And I think that's so important for us to realize that God was working in Paul in such a way, giving it a different dynamic. Now remember that the apostles, they went into full-time ministry through the religion mountain. But Paul, he had a different call in his life. The call for him is to be in both the business mountain and also to the religion mountain. It says this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, 6-9, says this, "But we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we were not disorderly among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge. But we worked with labor and toil at night that we might not burden any of you, not because we did not have authority, but because our lives are an example of how you should follow us." Now, Paul was telling us that he didn't want to be a burden amongst the people, about the people who would come and help the different things in the midst of ministry. And I'm very fortunate. I do something very similar. I'm a pastor up at Lighthouse Church up in New Sharon, Iowa, but I also too have a construction company. And I work through both mountains on both of those areas in my life. And that's something that God has put purpose on me. Now, not everyone can do that. That is not, I'm going to be honest with you, that is not an easy mountains to navigate on both sides. And but what I have found is through the business mountain that God has allowed the evangelism part of my heart to work through the business mountain to get people to come into the religion mountain. Now, as an example, that this past weekend we have a warrior breakfast, and it was just a great group of guys that showed up and came. It's fun. We do it the first Sunday of every month. What we do is we feed food. We also too do a teaching after the fact. Now, what most of those men that have come to that have been influenced or know me from the business mountain. And that has given me a place of authority. That's given me a place of which God has placed on me, just given me authority in that spot. And to speak to those men and women in the business world. And I'm just thankful for that, because it has also too to give me opportunity in which to do in the midst of the religion mountain. And some of the people who have come to our church or some of the things come literally because of the religion mountain. And that's what Paul did. He worked through that through the religion mountain. But there's just good things that are happening in the midst of that mountain that we can trust God in that. And again, I just want to share, not all can do that on both sides. And I know a lot of ministers are full-time and they work strictly from the religion mountain, and that's the call on their lives. But the call on my life is to work in both of those mountains and see how God works. See, the business mountain is to be a channel through which we and our families obtain provision. Scripture says that God opens his hand and provides for every one of us, his living creatures. He satisfies the longing of every one of us, doesn't he? Yet each one of us must arise every day and go into the business realm and to gather in what God is providing. It says this out of Psalms 104:27-28, announces that God was that God is the provider. He is the sustainer. And this is what it says. "These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them, they gain in. You open your hand and they are filled with good. And that's important for us as we go into the business mountain. Most people work off of this mountain because we go to work to provide, right? We provide for our families. We provide for our businesses. It's a way in which God works in the midst of the business mountain. And I think it's that the business mountain, as we're going to see later on this morning, is how it finances the other mountains. And it's the importance. And it's good for us to understand. See, the Lord uses the mountain of finance, the kingdom, to advance the kingdom of God. And I think that's important. It takes wealth to see the work of the kingdom accelerate. Isn't that true? If it wasn't for finances, you think about this and how a church works. If you did not have giving and tithing, the building of the church would not be able to sustain and stand in which the place in which it is. And it takes finances to do that. It's why it's important to give your offerings, to bring your offerings of what God has called in your life. And also, too, it just helps to advancement of the kingdom of God. See, God will bless some extraordinarily so they can propel the kingdom of God forward. When we see this in Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, we see these women that are coming alongside Jesus. And they substantially have given to Jesus' ministry so Jesus can go out. Because again, God is working, get through these women. Now you might be asking, well, Jesus is the Son of God. Absolutely. Can he get the finance? Absolutely. But God chose to work through people in order for even Jesus' ministry, when he was on earth, to be done through finances. And I'm going to show you that this morning in Luke chapter 8, 1 through 3. Now it came to pass afterward they had went through every city and village, preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom came 7 demons, and Johanna, the wife of Juza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him for their substance. See, these women came alongside Jesus, and they had some wealth, they had some provision, and they helped in the ministry for Jesus so that they could sustain and go out and do the work that God had called them. See, these women had been touched and changed by the ministry of Jesus, and as a result, they gladly gave up to support and to empower his work on earth. It became a love act, and thank you to the Lord to be able to help him in the midst so in his ministry that God had granted him. Again, we see God's provision working. I'm very blessed and very thankful. I have an individual, and I'm not going to mention his name, but he has faithfully sustained Vital Ministries for over 10 plus years. He has given greatly so the ministry could continue. And I am blessed by the provision. And that's because that God has allowed him and his finances to be blessed by it. And by that, God has blessed him and amazing things has done. It came from the outside. And I'm thankful. I look back and I reflect and what this man has done is sustaining the very things that we've accomplished in ministries through our men's gatherings, to Vital Gathering, to the radio, to all these things. These things have been sustained by a man who is willing to give to and believed in the ministry because the change that occurred in his own life and what it meant and to see other men change as well. And I'm just thankful for that. And I'm just blessed by the ministry that was going on. But see, here's another one I want to share with you this morning. When we think about finances, that God also uses this mountain to destroy poverty from the earth. Now you might be thinking, Mike, how can that be? You know, when we look at the overall people on the earth, there's approximately around 340 million people who live in poverty around the globe. That's amazing, isn't it? So then I looked again. I went into poverty. I thought, well, what's poverty level in the state in which we live in Iowa? The poverty level in the state of Iowa is at 11%. That's amazing for only having 3 million in our state, which means 11% live in poverty. Now, I drove it down again. I thought, what does poverty look like in Mahaska County? It said in Mahaska County, we have a poverty rate of 12%. That's amazing when you only have approximately 20,000 people that live in the county. And you look at that, and that now What I'm not saying this morning, folks, is that people who are unwilling to work and live in poverty is their choice. But not everybody is that way. And God wanted to show, he wanted to show back to the God's people of how he could eliminate poverty if they would be obedient. I want to read something for you this morning. And you really got to listen to what it's saying in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. It says, at the end of every 7 years, you shall grant a release of debts. And this is the form of the release. Every creditor who has lent anything to his neighbor shall release it. He shall not require it of his neighbor or his brother, because it's called the Lord's release. Of a foreigner you may require it, but you shall give up your claim to what is owed by your brother, except when there may be no poor among you. For the Lord will greatly bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess as an inheritance, only if you carefully obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe what care of all these commandments which I have commanded you today. Now, this is interesting. When God's people carefully obeyed the voice of the Lord, poverty that he'll possess some would be, it'd be over. It'd be done. Therefore, the certain laws that God has set up to help the poor would no longer be needed. The blessings of God in the business mountain would cause all of society to be blessed and the people to be experienced that will have plenty for the Lord. Now, isn't that amazing when you think about that? You're saying, Mike, that in the seventh year that someone owes me, I'm supposed to not get money back. No, what I am saying is this. This is what the Word of God says, and you've got to listen to Holy Spirit in the midst of what God has blessed you with. And sometimes you have to just give up on people who you give up on thinking that you're going to get the money back. Because, and truthfully, sometimes when somebody comes and borrows a smaller amount of money, you might just as well look at it that it's going to be a gift. Rarely does it ever get received back. And consider it a blessing that you were able to do it. Don't allow yourself to get a hard heart when you meet this person and see, oh, they owe me $200 or this or that. You know, it's a blessing that God has blessed us in such a way that we can be a blessing to other people. And that's important for us because the gospel of the kingdom has the power to break poverty out of our society and individual people when it's believed and adhered to and obeyed. At the core, poverty is an individual issue. There are systems that can be dismantled and hold people in poverty. Man, we see that, don't we? However, even without this happening, when the individuals apply to the principle, God's in their lives is made to prosper. And I believe that with all that's within me, that God truly wants us to prosper and not to be dependent. That's what our nation has done, is created codependency. So we're looking for people that are in poverty, are looking for nothing but handouts, and eventually learn how to really, truly run the system. And that is not what God's calling for poverty. But let's move on. I'm running out of time this morning, but I want to continue this about the business mountain. See, the business mountain is the engine for reformation into all other mountains. We are not going to reform any mountain without the necessary finances to accomplish this. See, great wealth will be required to see the endeavor to be done. Now, you might be asking me, Mike, are you saying prosperity gospel here? I am not saying prosperity gospel whatsoever. But what I am saying, that I believe that God is about to release a portion of great wealth. You might be thinking, have you checked what the prices of food are at the grocery store? Have you checked the prices at the pump? I tell you what, folks, I'm as impacted as you are. There is not enough at the end of the day. And I've never experienced that more than I have recently. But what I do believe is this, is that God, that he will place such a blessing on people that they will become a conduit for the kingdom of wealth to flow, that they will be a pipeline to finance the agenda of the Lord throughout the earth. When you think about that, that changes your mind, that God is going to create blessings upon people with finances, that they will become literally a conduit to advance the kingdom of God. Again, I just shared this story with you about a man who helped in Vital Ministries, and he was a conduit to advance the kingdom of God. Men got saved because this man's obedience to give. It happened. I saw it. I witnessed it. And that's so important for us today to realize that God sometimes blesses us in such a way to be a financial conduit. See, I just think as we go on in the midst of our lives to see that God is wants us to help us in the midst of the finance mountain. See, the business mountain is a wealth is always created by authority. And we see this again in Matthew 25, 20 through 21. It says this, so he who has received five talents came and brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me five talents. Look, I have gained five more talents besides. His Lord said to him, well done, you good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Now, this is something. Notice this. Notice that the master did not reward those who handled the money rightly with more money. No, he did not. He rewarded them with the authority and rulership. Finances and stewardship are used correctly will always lead to places of influence, authority, and rulership in our lives. Money does not grant influence. It does not. When we have money, it equates to influence on a major level. People will listen, hear, and even be examples of a person's wealth. And we got to realize that God places that, again, I just want to share that again. When you step into and you're obedient with your money, this is what happens. It always leads us to that you'll become a place of influence, authority, and rulership in the midst of your life. And that is the glory, what I believe, in the business mountain, in which God has called many of us to do, to be obedient with our finances, not only for our families, but also in the places of our church, but even more so to advance the kingdom of God. It takes finances. It takes business to make the engine work. God knows it. He created it, and he advances it. That excites me this morning. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, again, I just want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the opportunity to come and just speak your words. And I pray that today that most of us lie in this business mountain. I just pray that we advance the kingdom of God in such a way exponentially that we do it with force. And we do it with obedience because the very thing that you've blessed us with, our own finances. I pray that today that, Lord, that you would bless those that are hearing from me this morning. Bless them in their financial state so they can give back greatly to the kingdom of God. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We thank you for who you are in our lives. And we just believe in you with all that's within us. And we pray in your holy name, Lord. Amen. Next week, we're going to go to mountain number six, the mountain of arts and entertainment. That will be an exciting mountain to take a look at and see how God is working. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.